we're at the Riptide Cafe, and Brad and I, last night we were at Cease and Desist doing a little broadcast thing with our friends over there, and we took a break for a few minutes and walked over to the block where the fire took place, and just it was kind of breathtaking, Brad.
It is.
Like every just gone completely, and I think as you said, well, I mean, what's down there? Is it
just like some mulch or some bark or something that they threw down? There's nothing standing vertical.
Yeah, and when we've talked
except a chain link fence.
We talked about some of the businesses a little earlier this morning that used to be there, the Windermere building and the age of that, and the morning of the fire, you know, we got a lot of calls and emails from listeners, and Herb's Tavern kept coming up over and over and over, the memories that the listeners have of Herb's Tavern. So we have Jasmine and CJ, owners of Herb's, with us this morning. And
thanks
first
for coming.
Of all, yeah, thank
thanks
you
for having us.
Thank you, and sorry for your the loss of your business. But
thank
before
you.
We get started, Brad asked a really interesting question here. Well, off the air.
We found out pretty early in the morning. It was 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning when we started hearing about it. How and when did you find out that Herb's Tavern was on fire?
So we were in Seattle in a hotel getting ready to get up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and my phone was going off, and the alarm company was calling us to let us know that there was smoke in our building. And we were getting on a trip to go to our first time to Hawaii with our kids.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was devastating. So we were getting that phone call while getting ready, going to the airport on the phone, trying to figure out what's going on, getting to our destination. And then when we got to the airport and we were loading, we got the news that the building was going to go down and we were losing our business. So our flight over was knowing that we just lost our business. So
and then they want you to put your phone in airplane mode, so you're in silence for the next 6 hours.
I didn't, though. I paid to have the texting and the time so I could keep talking for the first hour. But yeah, so it was awful. I cried the first hour to Hawaii, and then we realized there's nothing we can do. We need to enjoy our trip with our kids.
Yeah.
So, and we can just deal with it when we get back.
Yeah. Well, what were you when you saw those pictures? I mean, we saw the pictures later in the morning from, a helicopter, or actually it was Jason's airplane, from San Juan Airlines, taking a plane with a picture of that block. I mean, what was going through your mind?
Just in awe. It was surreal because you're thinking, no way. This is not happening, and it can't be happening to any of us again, because just years earlier, it had happened across the street.
Yeah.
And we couldn't imagine why or how. We didn't know why at the time, and we didn't find out till much later after the investigation that it was arson, but we just couldn't figure out why.
Yeah.
And, you know, that place had, you know, such history with people and the people that called in to share their great memories of it. And the first time I ever walked in there was one empty bar stool there, and you guys had these great monogram bar stools, and the one that was available said Brad in green and white across the top. And I was like, this, I'm supposed to be here. And I mean, did people contribute those or come up with those ideas, or did you do that?
So that was before we took over, and it was an event that they had, or I can't remember what the customers could buy their own seats and then make their own tops to the stools. And I wish we could have found some of those after the fire. I wanted to save those so bad. But, yeah, they're pretty cool. Maybe if we get a chance to open up again in the future, we can do something like that again and say, you know, let's do Herb's again and bring it back to its glory. And, you know, maybe the community can come in and.
Well, that's the question we get, is that people want to know, are they coming back? Are they going to be in that spot? Are they going to be somewhere else? But are they coming back?
That's the plan. We just don't know when and how. We're still all dealing with insurance, and we're just waiting on the landowner to, you know, figure out what he wants to do. And we're ready. We're ready when he is. That's the spot for Herb's. It's been there since 1943, and the building was there since the 1800s. So we want to bring it back and make it look the same way, just new, and we really want to come back to the community.
Yeah, I know the community wants you back.
Yeah.
And you said nothing was able to be salvaged. There were no video performances of my karaoke or anything that made it.
I would have loved that.
Somebody's got to have that on their phone somewhere, Brad.
There was a lot.
I know I do. Maybe I can forward it to you. I don't know. No, there were so many good times in that place.
Yeah. Yep, we miss our bartenders, we miss our crew, we miss the people, we miss the town, we miss everyone. There's so many great memories that everybody's made there. So
Well, please keep us posted on your plans and what's going to happen here, and we'll get the word out to the community when it when you guys are ready to do this again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to everybody. Yep, we'll be back as soon as we can.
Thank you for making
Excellent.
This trip
thank
over
you.
Here, too.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
CJ and Jasmine from Herb's Tavern.
Yeah.
May it rise again.